Welcome to Awareness of the Soul with your host, Vincent Sandy. And welcome, everyone, to wherever you are in the world, Bangkok, New York, Los Angeles, Rome, Italy, England. Thank you for tuning into this radio show. This is the radio show where I share all that I can with you so that you can use these tools and mystical techniques, especially based on the Kriya Yoga principle, for your own advancement in life. First of all, today's topic is individual spirit and ego. Is ego really so bad? What it is, why we need it, and what we can do in order to break free, okay? But before we delve into this topic, it's important for me to tell you that you can call in case you want to have a session with me here on air right now on this moment at 888-815-9756. 888-815-9756. Well, if you have a good connection, you just download Skype. It's a free software, and I think it's really great. If you have a good connection, just download it, and then say you want to call to America, to U.S., from wherever you are in the world. It's free, and then put this number, 888-815-9756. And I'll be here, happy to listen what you have to say, to share whatever we need to share, and we move on into the radio show now, first of all. But let me remember, go to thelifecatalyst.com and sign up for my newsletter. The letter is an amazing newsletter. The title of the newsletter is Life-Changing Power, okay? And as I always say, I will never get tired repeating it. This title is not marketing. It is exactly what the newsletter is about. Life-Changing Power Newsletter. The topics, and you know, there are mystical lessons over there. They're very easy, simple, straight to the point. And you have promised some of the topics there, most of them probably, you never heard them before. You never heard them to be written or, you know, never read in such a way. But that is different. It's just straight to the point and open to your consciousness. And I promise that in 10 years from now, you will still look at these letters, and please save them somewhere, but, you know, copy and save them. You will still look at these lessons and know that they can be of use in that day, in the future, 10 years from now. They are universal. They are there. They will always be present in and at any age, at any stage. It's not just about today's world, not about me calling you all the time, telling you, well, listen, I have this product. It's not like that. They are mystical lessons. You want to have them for your own life. And, of course, then I will also email you. Once you sign up, I will email you the topic of the radio show in advance. I apologize if I couldn't do it, you know, the week before. I'm not, you know, sometimes I travel and I go to the islands here in Thailand where we teach yoga, and I share with people whatever it is to be shared at that moment. And since the internet is not, you know, it's not the best thing we have at that moment, so I couldn't send an email to all of you telling you what the topic was about. But yesterday it could, because of the day here in the city, and everything is great. And one thing that I want to say also, if you want to have a session with me, because I live in Thailand, also the prices are really affordable if you want to have sessions with me. I try to keep it low so that almost everyone, I think everyone in the world, can actually afford it very easily. And if you have a computer, then we can talk in this session through Skype or through MSN, and it's great. Otherwise, I will call you. I will call you with my cards, with international cards at convenient rates. So that is not a problem. Just go to thelifecatalyst.com and see if you want to have a session with me. And, of course, you have to go to the blog, thelifecatalyst.com/blog, and see all the posts that are there, so you see better in which way I could possibly help you. And remember, my aim is not to make you dependent of any kind of teaching, of any kind of individual. My aim is that you gain all the power, all the knowledge, all the tools that you need to have for yourself, so that at some point you can just say, okay, now I have what I needed. Thank you. I'll see you later. This is what I want. Okay, and I've opened a new shop, online shop, with all these readings and services. This is where you can actually go and have a look at what I have, what I could offer you. It's lifewealthshop.com. Just go there and have a look at that. And of course, I usually hate advertising myself, but you know, sometimes we need to do that because this is what I do for a living anyway, and you have to understand that if I would have to do another job, then I would put less time and energy into trying to share with you all these beautiful teachings that I'm going to share with you, like the one that I'm going to share with you now. Okay, so let's move on to the topic today, individual spirit and ego. First thing, let me just drink a little bit. Okay. Now, what is important to understand that at some point in our life, we move on beyond the me, I, mine consciousness. We move beyond that because we realize that staying in that consciousness would feel lonely. We feel separated, would feel alone. Okay? And what we start doing is we start abandoning ourselves a little bit. Usually pain and sorrow helps us to do that, helps us to melt the us within us that does not allow us to melt with the atmosphere around us. But at some point that happens, even in consciousness, that happens also through meditation can happen. You don't have to go through extreme painful circumstances in your life in order to experience that. But we start stepping into a realm where we become almost transparent, transparency of your own self. And you still retain your awareness, you still retain your consciousness, but you melt with the atmosphere around you. And it seems like you are becoming transparent, really. But in truth, you're acquiring light. Because you know that you're acquiring light. You will see that because at any time you walk in the street, for example, anywhere you are, people will start looking at you. They will smile at you. And it does not depend on how beautiful you are. I can absolutely guarantee that. There are some extremely beautiful people that pass quite unnoticed unless they are on the picture. Okay? Because it has to do with the amount of light you have within you and around you. They will start looking at you. They will smile at you. You will smile at them. You will step into a different realm because there will be some magic at some point happening because at the deep, and this is the point, at a deep subconscious level, they will recognize themselves in you because you have melted with them, because you have melted yourself with the atmosphere around you. The consciousness around you is your consciousness at that point. You still retain your own individual spirit, your own individuality, your own individual spark. But the consciousness around you is your consciousness too, and you're starting to live from your higher self, where your self is not just you anymore, but you and the others, you and all life around you. That is the first step towards leaving your spark at a wider level. Now, believe me, the great enlightened masters, it's not that they don't have the ego. They have the ego. Because the ego will not die, will never die. You will never die. Your individual spark, that's what ego is about. The ego is spirit. Made individualized, that will not die. You have to start fighting or keep on fighting the ego all the time. You should stop fighting and you should start relaxing into the awareness of the spirit, to the awareness of your soul. And the awareness of the soul is only available through centeredness in spirit. Once you're centered in your spirit and you become aware of the soul, because you can be aware only what you can observe. If you're stuck in the soul, then you cannot observe the soul. You can observe eventually the movements that are inside the soul. That's fine. But if you're centered in the spirit, then your awareness of the soul is high. And this is why topic and the radio title, the title of this show is Awareness of the Soul, okay? The ego is spirit individualized. So this is what the ego is about. It is not bad. It is not good. It is nothing. It is just spirit individualized. God expresses and experiences himself through individual sparks that he created. If he, you know, if you didn't have an ego, you could not be living. You cannot be present. Everything has an ego. Everything has an ego. The problem is whether you are confined by it or not. Even when you will die, you will still have the ego. Even when you will be totally free, you will still have the ego. You will not be confined. The ego maybe will be a dot in the ocean of your own spirit. That's okay. But it will still be present. It will still be there. So stop fighting it, because there's nothing to fight. Because if you keep on fighting the ego today, as many spiritual fathers say, oh, I have to become better, I have to do that, I have to kill the ego, the ego did me this. It's crazy. It's crazy. Stop fighting. Because at some point, if you keep on fighting the ego, you will realize that instead of relaxing into spirit, you have been fighting with your own self. The ego is being fighting with itself. Therefore, you have lived all your life confined by an ego war. What's the use of it? You're just adding movement. You're just adding substance and matter into what your life is about, what your confinement is about. It is better to stop and start relaxing, because the ego is subjective consciousness, and that subjective consciousness you will always retain. As you know, if you know any great masters, if you have seen like Buddha, Jesus Christ, great masters, modern ones like Yogananda, they all have an ego. That does not mean that they are confined by it, because the ego is spirit individualized. That means that their spirit, the individualized spirit, manifests in them as an individual spark, and they retain that because that is the door through which they shine, through which they live. Without the door, they could not be existing. The ego is also the door through which you live. Only if you get confined, into your own limitation, into your own little individual spark, then, you see, start limiting you, it will start limiting you, it will start to make you feel totally confined, because it will not include others, it will not include the higher consciousness through which you can experience your own true self at the center of your own being. And the ego is subjective consciousness as it relates to the material world. You have to understand that is the door through which you experience experiences. Okay? Existence and even limitations. Ego can be either good or bad, therefore, okay, depending exclusively on the amount of awareness it allows, the ego itself, it allows to recognize the pure spirit and essence within you. In other words, if the ego allows you that freedom so that you can be aware of the spirit and the true essence within you, the ego is not bad. But if it doesn't allow you that, if it closes the door, if it confines you, if it limits your own freedom, then the ego is bad, let's say. I don't like usually to use these words, good and bad, because for me they're opposite of the same scale. They're energies pointing in different directions. But let's say one is towards your own true being, your own true nature, and the other one is towards your confinement, okay? So if you find yourself naturally drawn towards finding freedom, then your ego tries to push you beyond human limitations. Which is great. This is a good thing because it will allow you to rest into your true nature sooner or later. You have a sense within you. You have a feeling within you. You have some guidance within you that is leading you home. But when the ego is totally identified with the body only, with your emotions only, with your ideas only, the ego then can be a limiting factor. But if there's something within you, that spark of the ego that pushes you to do something in order to find total freedom, to become transparent and to melt with the atmosphere around you, with the consciousness around you, then the ego is good. It's pushing you towards the right direction. Because the ego knows it's not going to die. It will live. It will be finally relaxed. It will be finally in peace. It will be finally able to accomplish all that it wanted to accomplish. And this is one of the greatest things we need to understand. And remember, the ego is not a bad thing. You have to be grateful that you have it, because through that you have a door through which you can experience life, through which you can experience, okay? Without the ego, we cannot do anything. We need enough ego to have energy that pushes us towards greater accomplishment. This is the real purpose of the ego. Since being individualized spirit, it is spirit in an individual form. It tries to affirm its true nature, which is the nature of the spirit. But the thing is, it doesn't want to disappear. It doesn't want to die, but it will not. Anything beside that should be guarded. In other words, the ego pushes you towards greater accomplishments, which is the accomplishment of living the spiritual essence of itself. And anything beside that, that you see is taking you away from that, should be guarded. Now, you have to understand that as you go through life, there are many ways through this thing can happen, to which this thing can happen. For example, sometimes, even if you open a new business that is actually being of help to people and is actually making you accept your own nature, that is a great thing. That is a great thing. You're expanding, you're affirming your own true spark without judging it. Forget about all these people who judge, who confine. I really believe in this world today, every one of us has absolutely equal rights, no matter which race, orientation, or whatever education you have. You must have equal rights. And the most important thing is that you have it in your consciousness. If you have it in your consciousness, you will absolutely find yourself manifesting your own reality through your own spark in a place where you will have absolutely no problem expressing who you are. And why want spirit to lead your life? You want consciousness to lead your life, because that's the happiness we look for. Now, what is the concept of spirit? I would like to talk about that a little bit. The concept of spirit. The concept of spirit is not related or limited to a religious dogma. It is really important to understand this, because people think that a spiritual life means to go to the church. It's not like that. If you want to go to the church, it's fantastic. If it inspires you, it's fantastic. But it doesn't have to do with that. It's not a religious dogma. It's not a religious belief. Okay, a spiritual life is a life lived in spirit. Lived in spirit, guided by spirit, reaffirming your own true nature as at its source. It is the source of your existence. Okay? And the ego, in its purest form, is how this source is individualized within you. This has to do with your true temperament, okay? Your true temperament. We're going to talk about that. The most important thing to understand, though, is that a spiritual life is not synonymous of religious organization. And this is obviously, we probably know that very clearly. Most of you probably know that. Some of you might have some problems on that, even though they know it. Well, there are problems, and it takes years sometimes to overcome these problems. But the thing is, if you could just relax, if you could just become transparent a little bit more, you will feel that the spiritual life is already present. That all life at some point becomes sacred, because there is consciousness behind it, and that is individualized in everything that you see, be an object or a living being. And then you start becoming aware that your own true self is this atmosphere within you as you retain your own consciousness, and your life start to become spiritual. Because that's the spirit, that's the consciousness that is activated in your own true life. let's move on now. Thank you for listening to Awareness of the Soul with Vincent Sandee. If you just tune in, this is the radio show where I try to help you give the spiritual tools to live an amazing life today, to achieve your dream and then abandon your dream, to achieve an even greater dream and then abandon that one, to achieve a greater one, and then the greatest one possible, which is the dream of living the universal intelligence within you. And that is the great dream that we all want, the great dream we're all looking for, to expand, to go beyond human limitations. Let's talk about your temperament, because we were saying that we want to experience the source, the spiritual source, through our own individual essence, and that has to do with our temperament. Your temperament is the pathway. Your real temperament, your true temperament, is the pathway that has been created in your system to come in touch with the pure source of spirit within you. It is how you try to expand your consciousness by coming in conscious contact with spirit. And the way you try to accomplish this is through experiencing one of the eight manifestation of the universal intelligence as expressed in the ancient Vedic tradition. And these are peace, calmness, sound, light, joy, power, love, and wisdom. These are the eight manifestation of the pure consciousness of God, through which then we shine. And what we are actually trying to do here is to reunite ourselves with the pure soul, with the pure source of our being, through one of these eight aspects. In other words, you should look at your life and say, okay, I am a housewife, or I am a businessman, or I am an entertainer, or I have a shop, I am a shop attendant, whatever. Whatever job you have, whatever it is that you're trying to do also, whatever it is that you're trying to look for in your life. I am a student, and I just want to expand my knowledge, okay? If you see what you're doing in your life, then you can understand what it is that you're trying to do. In other words, you have peace, calmness, sound, light, joy, power, and love, and wisdom. And if you're a student, for example, now after many years you decided to study something that you love, to expand yourself, what you're actually trying to do is to reunite yourself with the source through the aspect of wisdom. So you see, your temperament has to do with how you try to expand your consciousness and coming into conscious contact with spirit through the experience and the way showed through one of these eight manifestations of the universal intelligence. But let me repeat them. You can write them down. Peace, calmness, sound, light, joy, power, love, wisdom. This is peace, calmness, sound, light, joy, power, love, and wisdom. And whatever job you're trying to accomplish, whatever things you're trying, whatever goal you try to accomplish, you might want to have peace. For example, one on my aim in life is just to rest in that state where nothing is due to anyone anymore, not even to myself, not to my family, not to my friends, not to my coworkers, not to my, nothing. Before I'm trying to experience my true essence in the state of peace. Or some other people, you know, an entertainer might want to experience, an actor might want to experience his pure essence through the experience of light, or through joy, or through power. You know, for every person it's totally different. So you see, when God manifested, he manifested this eight concept through which we can live through, and this concept, these manifestations, these aspects are actually powers operating behind events and circumstances. So you're trying to vibrate and resonate with one of these eight aspects in order to experience your own true self, your own true being. So where are you? What are you trying to accomplish? You're not trying to accomplish becoming a millionaire. You're trying to accomplish the experience of power of the power of God within you. And believe me, once you feel the power within you through resting your own true essence, to becoming transparent and relaxing that power within you, doesn't have to be neglected. You will have achieved your goal. You will realize that you will have achieved your goal. And everything in life, in your life, will start falling into balance. You will not be driven by compulsive behaviors, and that's the part of the ego that is confining you. Another thing to understand is it depends where your consciousness is centered. If it is directed towards your own selfish cravings, it means that the ego is trying to push you towards the limiting factor of itself, the limiting way of living, or towards an expansive way of living. In that case, it's just a different energy direction of the same individualized spirit. This is something you need to understand. You don't have to fight your ego in its essence. You have to become more transparent, rest your own spirit. Okay, so in which cycles is your consciousness centered? Now, while the overall objective in your life can be to unite yourself totally with one of these eight aspects that we've been talking about, that's the overall objective. And you have an overall objective. This is nice because when I studied theater and when we used to teach theater, this, you know, this relates to life. It's incredible. Every actor, every character has an overall objective for the whole play. That means that they want to achieve something at the end. But for each scene, there is another objective, okay? For example, maybe there is a story on a movie where you need to go to another country to save your girlfriend that has been kidnapped, okay? Let's say this story, drama. And the overall objective is to save your girlfriend, okay? So what it is that you need to do? You have to find peace, or maybe you need to find love. Okay? You have to reunite yourself with the manifestation of love. But you don't have the money to travel. So you're finding a way to get money. Okay? So the small objective in that scene is to find the money. It's not to save the girlfriend anymore in that moment. And therefore you're trying to acquire the power to then go towards love. And this is incredible because it gives so much more understanding of what you're actually trying to do in life. But as you're trying to experience, you know, you have an overall objective in your life as well. And to unite with one of these eight aspects of the universal intelligence, in life, you're also subjected to cycles. These cycles are in relation to the elements of life. And we have the first three elements especially is in relation to the chakra system. I'm not going to go into explaining exactly what chakras are. We'll give that in other shows. But the first three elements are in relation to worldly accomplishments, and these are the earth, the water, and the fire element especially. Okay? Here we talk about an evolution through the elements from the most gross to the most spiritual one. We're not talking about intellectual way of expressing something. Okay? So this is and the first three elements are in relation to worthy accomplishments only if you can live consciously in these three elements alone. Otherwise, if you can live consciously on the upper elements as well, these first three ones start to get spiritualized, because the first one is the earth element that makes you feel the need to ground yourself, to be financially stable, to have three or four pillars upon what you're doing so that you know what you're doing, you don't have any problems. Then there is the water element where it needs, once you have found grounding, you need to expand more, to be more flexible, to see opportunities and possibilities, or to see what the situation that you're based on now can actually give you to explore possibilities, okay? Then you have the fire where you actually direct energy with intensity in order to accomplish something. And that is, all these three things have to do with your own accomplishments. And once you direct energy, and after you've directed energy, you can either go back to the earth element to stabilize something new, or you can just explore new possibilities, or you can just rest. And in that case, if you rest, after you have accomplished your own dream. This is why it is important to realize your dream first, so that you can rest. Otherwise, you will not rest. The fourth element is about resting, heart-centered living, and it is the element that we find at the heart level, and is the element is the air. And once you have accomplished something through the fire element, you relax in the air element, and that is a new cycle where you can just relax and rest after an accomplishment. You know, for example, you all have had this experience. After an exam at school, for example, or after the accomplishment of something, any accomplishment you might think of, there is that moment where you feel at rest. Now you can just relax for a moment. That is the air element. At that moment, you could start living from the heart, because you have nothing to accomplish anymore. Therefore, you start tolerate, you start being compassionate, you start connecting with people, and you will feel, and you will see, you will be able to hear, to feel, to connect more with people, what people are saying. Even if you go to the news agent, you will notice how beautiful it is to listen to a person speaking, for example. And these are things that happen only when you start living from the heart, from the air element. And that is the moment when you start, when you have your chance to become transparent and not with the atmosphere around you. And after that, then you can, depending on your cravings or on desires, you can start again going down to the first three elements. You can move up to the fifth and sixth elements that have to do with spiritual consciousness and communication. If you can just acknowledge the moment that your true being is resting and expanding in the atmosphere around you, when you become transparent, when you forget a little bit more about yourself, at that point, take advantage of the situation and expand into the melting of the atmosphere, of your own self with the atmosphere around you. That is really a great accomplishment. Now, the limited influence of your ego is especially felt when the cycle you experience in life has to do with the first three elements, earth, water, and fire. And you know this is happening because all that you do in life, is, you might be stuck in one of these three cycles, because all that you do in life is driven by personal accomplishment, by desire to have personal accomplishment, by desires and cravings. Okay? But the expansive influence of the ego manifests when you do something in life that is higher life affirming. That means, as I said at the beginning, becoming more transparent, which starts from the fourth element, heart-centered consciousness, up. Your ego is helping your happiness when your experience is not limited into the 24 hours day, but it includes the tangible and intangible guidance of the spirit in your everyday life. This guidance is beyond space and time. In other words, if you are stuck in space and time, if you feel like you're running from this morning, the morning to the evening, and then again, that's absolutely sign that you're stuck in a cycle. Okay? Therefore, you can just, if you could just rest, you step into that realm. This is not happening anymore. I mean, that would be happening anyway. You would not stop the world, obviously. You would not stop creation. But that wouldn't have not an influence on you, because your awareness is centered on your own true essence, your own true spirit, or your own true spirit. And from there, you can get beautiful guidance on how to walk through life. And this guidance, as I said, is beyond space and time, beyond cycles. And it can be felt and experienced as you become aware of it, trust it, and consciously direct energy towards it. When you become conscious of this guidance, you are expanding your life. The guidance is there all the time. It's not that it's there one day and your day is not there. It's there all the time. But when you are conscious of it, You know, it makes all the difference. There is a need to go beyond the appearance, okay? There is the need to go beyond the appearance. There is the need to expand the perception of your own sensations. So one of the things that you could do, and here, that's where I'm going to give you a technique now that is amazing, is one of the techniques that I use every day, and I love it, okay? If your sensations are only directed outwardly toward what you can see, then you are drawn to live the lower cycles of life, the first three elements, earth, water, and fire. And as I said, which are about grounding and evaluating possibilities, eventually when they're positive, grounding, evaluating possibilities, and direction of energy to accomplish something, then you need to become aware of the subtle sensations that go beyond the physical, and you will see that they become states of consciousness. Whatever you can feel, whatever you can see, whatever you can perceive, if you have a way to go beyond physical, you will see the state of consciousness behind it. As you retain it, you hold it within yourself. And this is going to expand your consciousness because you understand the individualized spark of the spirit as it manifests through that thing. You can do that with the next technique that I'm going to share with you now, that I'm going to guide you through. When you do this deeper, you will see that these states of consciousness reveal to you the source of that thing. As I said, the individualized spirit behind what you're observing. And therefore, they prepare to become conscious. They prepare you to become conscious of the spiritual presence behind creation and behind you. Thank you for listening to Awareness of the Soul. First of all, I want to remind you, if you just tune in, that this show is every Saturday night at 10 p.m. Pacific. And you can absolutely go to thelifecatalyst.com and sign up for the newsletter. Or go to the main page at BBS Radio, the home page. And at the bottom, you will see an ad that says Life-Changing Power Newsletter. Just go there. Go there. And sign up for this amazing newsletter that can absolutely change your life for the better. It's absolutely one of the best things that I did, I think, because this newsletter is really my effort to try to help people, to try to serve, to be of service to you. And in 10 years from now, you'll still live, still see and read those emails and see how beautiful it is to have great tools that you can use at any moment in time. And remember to go to the blog, which is where you can share a comment, and really appreciate comments on the blog, because those comments, you know, I'm very happy. People want to connect with me personally, and I'm very happy to connect with them when they send emails. And I thank you so much for all the emails I received. They are so encouraging. I really appreciate them. But if you would, please just leave a comment on the blog, or if it's the teachings have really been of help for you, then leave a testimonial, because these things will be of inspiration to other people as well, to come and observe these teachings and learn about them, so that they can have as well, they can have more motivation to learn these technical, practical tools for life-changing that put you in touch with your own true essence and spirit. Okay, let's move on to the technique that I want to guide you through. This is called the Object of Beauty Technique. It is one of the techniques that my spiritual teacher always teaches. And this spiritual teacher is Goswami Kriyananda from the Temple of Kriya Yoga. Okay, and I think his website is beautiful. It's yogakriya.org. Just go there and see. You know, you can just buy one of the courses that he made, one of these recorded seminars, and they're absolutely beautiful. So this is one of the techniques that he teaches, and there are many books also that he wrote. You can read one of those. And the object of beauty technique consists in, first of all, you have to find an object that represents beauty, that is a symbol of beauty for you. This object can be anything, but it doesn't have to have emotional involvement. For example, don't choose your ex-partner for that. Don't choose a person that you are emotionally involved with, or objects that you are emotionally involved with, to something that is the emblem of beauty. I don't know, maybe a rose, a beautiful landscape, the sun rising, a flower, anything else, something that evokes beauty within you. It can be also a god or a goddess, whatever. Okay? The important thing is that it doesn't have personal connotations. It doesn't have your own personal involvement in it. Okay. Then choose this object of beauty. And now let's meditate. We'll guide you through this technique. So close your eyes, sit with your spine straight and your muscles relaxed. Breathe in deeply. Tense all your muscles and breathe out, relaxing the tension gradually from high to medium to low on the out breath. And relax. As you close your eyes, try to have your attention centered at the mind's eye, which is located at the point between the eyebrows. If it is difficult, then focus it on the forehead. Relax your eyes, relax your forehead, and relax your eyes internally. Having your eyes closed, relax them as if you were going to sleep. But instead of going to sleep and letting the eyes go down, your eyes closed, let the eyes relax up exactly in the same effortless way. And relax. Breathe in and out deeply. Relax, becoming aware of your own self. And now bring to your mind's eye the object of your own beauty. The object of the beauty that you have chosen. Sit vibrating there, feel its presence. Feel it is really there, vibrant and alive, your own consciousness, your own mind's eye. What you need to do naturally is much, you know, the more you become aware of this object, the more you start feeling its presence, more you can touch it, and know that what you're touching is the pure essence of its beauty, more you can see it. Know that what you're seeing is the pure essence of its beauty, the more you can hear it. Know that whatever you hear is the pure essence of it. You can taste it, the more you can. Know that what you taste is the pure essence of its beauty. Or you can. Now let's perfume. And that perfume is the pure essence of its beauty. And relax. Now let's spend some time just exploring the object of beauty with all of our mental psychic senses. Mentally touch it, feel it, perceive it, hear it, see it, taste it. Now it's perfume. And stay there, present. Be totally absorbed in the beauty that you can perceive through your own senses. Stimulated by this object of beauty you have in front, and now, all at once, the object disappears, but you still retain all those perceptions of beauty. Exactly the same perceptions of beauty are still present, but the object not present. And if this is difficult to do, now bring the object again and feel, perceive, smell, taste, whatever, the sensation, all the sensations, all the perceptions, absorb them, let the object disappear, and rest in the pure qualities of those manifestations of beauty. And know that you're holding the true essence of the beauty of the object. If it's still difficult, do it again. Bring the object again, merging all the sensations, older you can get, let the object disappear, leaving you all the sensations and the beauty within you of the object. But they are not of the object anymore. They are sparks of consciousness of the individualized object that you've been seeing. The individualized spirit of the pure consciousness behind the object. And breathe in deeply now. And out through the mouth. Do that 3 times. Breathe in, coming back. And breathe out. Breathe in once more. And out. And open your eyes slowly. Now, becoming aware of spirit is the surest and I think only way to overcome limitations of the ego. When you become aware of the spirit behind creation, as we just did in this technique, and behind you, and your own self, you are moving from living the lower cycles of life to the higher ones. You're also moving from living your everyday accomplishments to the overall accomplishment that you want to accomplish as manifest in the 8 aspects of God. Before, your ego is serving the purpose of helping you to find freedom instead of getting lost in painful cravings. With the object of beauty technique that we just did, you are building the link between different states of your consciousness. This link is being broken by ignorance for a long time, and you are now rebuilding it. This technique will allow you to penetrate the essence of anything. Whenever there would be something, a person in front of you, an object, or circumstance, you will be able to move beyond the physical layers, beyond the appearances, the layers of appearance, what actually is happening in your life, and see what are the sparks of the spirit that are operating over there. And believe me, once you're aware of something, you can do something with it. Otherwise, you cannot do anything with it. Now, another thing that is more important is to learn. In order to shift consciousness, you need to have energy. Energy is required to shift consciousness. Otherwise, you would just fall asleep. Now, if you want to improve your energy level, I wrote a blog post that is called How to Be Your Own Energy Expert. And to do that, to read that, you have to go to the lifecatalyst.com/forward blog. thelifecatalyst.com/forward blog. And then there, you can look for the topic for the post, How to Be Your Own Energy Expert. Now, it is a law of the universe that you must have enough energy to be able to stay conscious or awake while passing different states of consciousness. For example, when you're passing from the waking state to the dream state, if you don't have enough energy, you would just fall asleep, you would lose consciousness at that moment. Of course, you can understand there's nothing in creation that doesn't have consciousness. Therefore, you cannot say you lose consciousness, but you're not aware. This is the main reason why some people fall asleep when they meditate. Because the meditation technique leads them towards deeper and more spiritual levels of consciousness. But when they are there, they don't have enough energy to stay aware. Stay awake, say. And they fall back to sleep. So simple. Now, pranayama, which are the breathing exercises given in yoga, and other practices like the energization exercises that Yogananda taught, that are widely available, I believe, and yoga, tai chi, for example, they help you incredibly in raising your own level of energy. Therefore, you can have energy and stay and maintain awareness once you pass a state from a state of consciousness to another. So being able to drink energy at will, drink energy at will, figure it out, that will help you towards a greater awareness of the spirit. We can all agree, okay, if you have ever met a spiritual being, imagine just the Dalai Lama, imagine the power that Jesus would have. They have a certain amount of energy around them. They shine. They have the great magnetism, because the more the energy, the more, the higher the magnetism. Like a wire, the more energy it has, the higher the magnetism it has. So, for example, one of the things that you could do in order to break free from the limited states of the ego, to become aware, to bring your awareness in the dream state. Try to be aware when passing from the awareness of the waking state, the sleep state, from the sleep state to the dream state. All different states, and if you are able and have enough energy to do that, you will see that the passage from one state to another will always be smoothed a little bit more, so that you can at some point understand that there's a continuity. To do so, you must open, anyway, the pingala channel of the body. In yoga, we have two channels, mainly the two main channels, id and pingala, one on the left side of the body, one on the right side of the body. Of course, then we have much more. These two are the most important ones, because when they're balanced, they collapse and they give life, they give your awareness, then becomes centered in the central channel, which is called Sushumna, which is the divine channel. Now, but to be able to have these mystical experiences where you go from one state of consciousness to another, you have to open and activate the channel of the body on the left side, which is the pingala channel. And techniques to do that can include pranayama, where you breathe in, for example, from the left nostrils, closing the right nostrils, and then breathe out from the right nostril and closing the left nostril. So you close the right nostril and breathe in from the left. You hold the breath and close the left and breathe out from the right. And then start again. This will open the pingala channel. Or you can do the Hong Sao technique. As I said in one of my past shows, the Hong Sao technique can be done laying on the right side if you are before going to sleep, and closing with the left ring finger, the right nostril, and then practice the Hong Sao technique there. I have explained this technique many times. I cannot go through it now, otherwise we don't have time. But anyway, then the conscious abandonment also of the tensions in the body, as you center your awareness of the spiritual eye, the point between the arrows, that helps. When you're in bed, you just consciously abandon all tensions in the body, and you center your awareness and attention, the spiritual eye, which is the bond between the eyebrows. Try to fall asleep as you practice some rhythmic breathing, for example, breathing in for a count of four, holding for a count of two, breathe out for a count of four, holding for a count of two, and repeat this rhythmically until you fall asleep. See what happens. You might wake up at some point feeling all your body traveling around the room. Now, how to know when you're getting closer to experience higher state of consciousness? This is important. Sometimes, as our practice goes along. Now, please stay tuned, because this is the last part of the show, but the information that I'm going to share with you are extremely important, okay? They're extremely important. As your practice goes along, you're not sure sometimes if you're getting anywhere. And probably there's nowhere to go, you know, because we want to unite the opposite. We don't want to go to a destination. But the sensation of having no reference at all doesn't help at all. So you can be aware of what is actually happening, if you're moving towards a higher state of consciousness or not, by observing the psychophysical reactions you are having in your own life. And now I'm going to tell you what these psychophysical reactions are. Different states of consciousness produce different psychophysical reactions. If you're stuck in the conscious level, then you are absolutely restless. You're always nervous, running from one side to another. Cannot stay still. If you are expanding from the conscious level to the subconscious level, which is the level of you become aware and tap into the psychic realm of dreams, imagination, and psychic states a little bit, subconscious knowing and power, then there is the restfulness and activity. You can start resting and still be active. then there is the semi-superconscious level, and there is a peace there that is negative. Nothing is happening. It's all static. Seems to be static. Nothing is really static. You might have a sense of stillness, but it's not. It's like peace. Conflicts have ceased, but there's no dynamic power. Okay, then you step into the superconscious level, and you have positive peace or bliss. In that bliss, you feel the connection with the universe. You feel the connection with God. There's dynamic power in that. So when your experience is the psychophysical reaction, you know what links are active. If you have a link only with your consciousness or subconsciousness or semi-superconsciousness or superconsciousness between you and spirit. Again, we talk of pathways of conscious experiences of these states and of our being, and we're not building these states ourselves because they are present already. We only become connected to them consciously. That's the link we build, okay? Now, you have to remember the higher consciousness rules over the lower. When you are restless, you have limited vision. Your actions and choices have limited power. When you're centered in your ego and in the negative way, that limits your freedom, you have limited power because they embrace only a small amount of the power that your spirit possesses. You, as your own spirit, possess, okay? If you experience consciously different states of consciousness, you embrace the power of your spirit. And anything you do or choose to do has inherently much more power. The higher level of consciousness dominates the lowest, therefore you can create the lowest level as you want. If you're stuck in your reality, then you're probably in a thunderstorm, you know, in the middle of the sea with high waves. If you are above it, you can control that reality that is lower. If you live in joy and bliss, thinking about something will create waves of consciousness. They will resonate in different parts of creation and the world. And this explains the tradition that says the great saints have helped countries and lands to stay intact during difficult times the world has gone through. These saints have thought positive, let's say, and they've helped the world to stay in good conditions. Now, before closing, and we're really getting there, I want to give you another technique. And this is good. Focus on your mind's eye. A suggestion, do it at any moment. Focus on your mind's eye and command yourself to wake you up at a certain time. Keep on doing it and see what will happen in the future. Refine this technique and don't give up. You have to be master of your subconscious level. Your subconscious mind will respond to your command at some point. Then practice pranayama. This is another thing you can do if you have time before attempting this next exercise that I'm going to give you now. Direct your gaze down and go into the subconscious world of dreams and imagination. Then direct your gaze forward and come back into the conscious world of activity where things are happening now. Direct your gaze upward and into the superconscious world of spiritual perception. Now relax and reflect on the difference between these states. As you were going down, you went into the subconscious world of dreams and imagination. As you were looking forward, straight in front of you, we're going into the conscious world of activity where things are happening now. As you look up, go into the superconscious world of spiritual perception. And then absorb in your consciousness whatever comes. Feel the difference of these three states. Repeat it several times. And feel the difference. Remember, you can also add some other correspondences of the eyes. The open eyes relate to the conscious level. Closed eyes relates to the subconscious level. The halfway closed, halfway open. And as you look up, relate to the superconscious level. You need to be a master of these three levels of consciousness so that you can start becoming more transparent, and expand your ego, the atmosphere around you. expanding your consciousness. Just practice these correspondences with discretion when you're on the bus or at work. And just keep your eyes open, close them, keep the mouth open, see the differences. Nobody will ever notice that. You can do it on the bus. Learn how to make your ego serve you towards freedom. Know that you can find great satisfaction in coming into contact with these worlds that live within yourself consciously. Satisfaction and happiness is in your own freedom to travel all your levels of consciousness. Thank you for listening to Awareness of the Soul with your host, Vincent Sandy. Go to thelifecatalyst.com and sign up for my newsletter. Go to BBS Radio homepage at the bottom. There is an ad, Life-Changing Power Newsletter. Go to my blog, leave a comment. I would be happy to receive all your emails, and I'm really happy to connect with you personally. Thank you so much for listening to this video. You'll be here next Saturday night, 10 p.m. Pacific, 12 noon Bangkok time zone. And remember also to visit lifewealthshop.com or have a look at what I can offer you. Thank you so much. I'll see you next time. Goodbye. Awareness of the Soul, Vincent Sandy. Thank you.